The date today is the 16th of July, and this is a recording with Victor.
Okay.
Huh? Dia orang. Orang dia orang. That is my way of writing, dia orang. But another script writer will say, jorang. J-O-R-A-N-G, jorang. But that, it means dia orang. Okay? You know the word nya, dia nya. Dia nya buku. I would write. Dia nya buku. I would write as a script writer, right? Dia nya buku. I would say, I would not say dia nya buku. Okay, dia nya buku. Another script writer would write dia mia buku. Mia, M-I-A. So that is the pelatness. That is the jorang.
How would you define pelatness?
Pelatness is that. The way they pronounce, each individual scribe has the way of pronunciation. So he transcribed his way of pronunciation in written form. Likewise, for me, I think many of my men say, hey, we cannot use pun, pun, pun. You know, pun, to me, because I'm basically, I got that Malay training in my younger days. So I use the word pun, so I'm quite influenced. But they say no, it's not pun. Pun is very Malay. Juga. Dia juga. Dia pun. Dia pun jahat. Dia pun jahat. That's my Malay. But they say no. Dia pun jahat. That is what I call the pelatness. Each individual has his own style of speaking. That is actually unique to this particular, to that individual.
Because I'm wondering of what is a good way to write when I transcribe or when I type out all these interviews.
Okay, like, you write your way. I think the normal one which you always hear or listen. Like for me, mine would be very normal.
So you base the sound system off English or something?
Like yes. You look at my script, the latest script. They will say it cannot say this, so we had to cancel. There are so many instances. Dia jorang. Actually, should be dia orang.
Because there are different thoughts about this. Some people think that, well, if to teach people, then there must be like a standard.
Yeah, correct. Like, yeah, that's what I say. The one which I've been writing is actually the acceptable form. But when you talk at home, people say it's not in, we don't speak the written form. You know, we speak the oral form. The way we the construction is all in oral form. But when you write it down, it has to be properly done. The patois style. And somehow or other, the Malay language should creep in. If you are trained, or well, if you speak Malay bahasa in your younger days, I'm quite influenced.
Okay. Yeah? I think I'll also really look at this. Yeah, shouldn't disturb you. I should let you rest.